USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department Inspector General is being pressed about his report on the origins of the Russia investigation. Republican Congressman John Cornyn of Texas wonders,
so what's the difference between surveillance and spying? Well, surveillance, and the term I'm going to use and we use in the report, is what's in the law, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
You don't like the vernacular?
I'm going to stick to what we do as IGs, which is look at the law and stick to what the language is in the law.
Well, to my mind, there's really no difference.
Community officials are hoping to learn more about the motive behind yesterday's deadly shooting in Jersey City. Rabbi Yusuf Karlbeck was asked about the possibility of this being a hate crime against the Jewish people.
If indeed it is true, then it is a very sad day for the United States, for the entire world, that this is still happening in this day and age.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A surge in refinancing is continuing, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A surge in refinances prompting a rise in mortgage applications. They rose 3.8% last week. Refis were up 9%, while applications for loans to buy homes fell 0.4%.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is marking Human Rights Day by designating 68 people and entities for sanctions.
The administration took a historic number of new actions this week to stand up for oppressed people all around the world.
People or entities from Burma, Cambodia, Congo, and Latvia, just to name a few, have been named, and according to Secretary of State Pompeo, the charges that they are guilty of:
extrajudicial killings, mass executions of unarmed detainees, the murder of an investigative journalist, and the use of rape, murder, and abductions as weapons of war.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The family of an 18-month-old girl who fell to her death off a cruise ship is suing Royal Caribbean. Her grandfather, Salvador Anello, says the child went to touch the glass window, but it turns out the window was open. Chloe's mother, Kimberly Wiegland, blames Royal Caribbean.
I would like to say that Royal Caribbean played a major role in the death of our child. There is no reason for this ship to have walls of glass surrounding the 11th floor with portions that open. If that condition did not exist, Chloe would still be here.
Wiegland and the family attorney, Michael Winkleman, want Royal Caribbean to respond.
The hope is that Royal Caribbean does something to fix these windows. I know this ship is supposed to go in for refurbishment shortly. Fix it. Fix it. Change the windows. Put a warning. Do something. Kids are not supposed to die on cruise ships.
A star-studded New Year's Eve TV special has been announced. USA Radio Network's Wendy King gives us a preview.
Today's show presenters Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager have been booked as the hosts for a New Year's Eve primetime special on NBC. A Toast to 2019 is scheduled to air at 8 p.m. It will feature appearances by Kristen Bell, Martin Short, Maya Rudolph, Tony Hale, Terry Crews, and Nikki Glaser. Other celebrities expected to join in the holiday program include Lester Holt, Howie Mandel, Craig Melvin, and Ashley Tisdale. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.